Nobody is safe in Extremistan. There's something extremely naive about all these models of the dynamics of concentration I've presented so far, particularly the socioeconomic ones. For instance, although Merton's idea includes luck, it misses an additional layer of randomness. In all these models, the winner stays a winner. Now, a loser might always remain a loser, but a winner could be unseated by someone new popping up out of nowhere. Nobody's safe. Preferential attachment theories are intuitively appealing, but they don't account for the possibility of being supplanted by newcomers, what every schoolchild knows as the decline of civilizations. Consider the logic of cities. How did Rome, with a population of 1.2 million in the first century AD, end up with a population of 12,000 in the third? How did Baltimore, once a principal American city, become a relic? And how did Philadelphia come to be overshadowed by New York? A Brooklyn Frenchman. When I started trading foreign exchange, I befriended a fellow named Vincent, who exactly resembled a Brooklyn trader down to the mannerisms of Fat Tony, except that he spoke the French version of Brooklynese. Vincent taught me a few tricks. Among his sayings were, "Trading may have princes, but nobody stays a king," and "The people you meet on the way up, you'll meet again on the way down." There were theories when I was a child about class warfare and struggles by innocent individuals against powerful monster corporations capable of swallowing the world. Anyone with intellectual hunger was fed these theories, which were inherited from the Marxist belief that the tools of exploitation were self-feeding, that the powerful would grow more and more powerful, furthering the unfairness of the system. But one had only to look around to see that these large corporate monsters dropped like flies. Take a cross-section of the dominant corporations at any particular time. Many of them will be out of business a few decades later, while firms nobody ever heard of will have popped onto the scene from some garage in California or from some college dorm.